With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Seahorses. They're among the most miraculous and uncommon creatures in the Chesapeake Bay. But scientists warn their continued existence in bays and oceans around the world is threatened by destructive fishing techniques and pollution. Seahorse reproduction is remarkable. Males and females pair off and dance, often wrapping their tails around each other. They circle as they change colors and make clicking sounds until they click in unison. When they mate, the male gets pregnant. The female extends a tube from her ovary to inject eggs into the male. He fertilizes the eggs in his pouch, nourishes and carries the embryos, and gives birth to hundreds of seahorse fry. The couples repeat their ritualistic dances every morning to reinforce their marriage-like bonds. This is according to Amanda Vincent, an expert on seahorses with the International Union for the Conservation of Nature.
There's a real commitment to the partner in these pair-bonded animals, probably partly because these animals live at such low densities and move so little that looking for a new partner would be jolly hard work and possibly quite risky.
Seahorses have only tiny fins, and so they are easily buffeted by currents. To survive, they cling to underwater grasses with their tails and hide using chameleon-like skin until they can ambush small shrimp and other prey, which they vacuum up with their long snouts. The only species of seahorse that lives in the Chesapeake Bay is the lined seahorse, which gets its name from its zebra-like stripes. They grow to about 8 inches and are classified as threatened by conservation biologists. On a recent morning at the National Aquarium in Baltimore, Morgan Denny fed a lined seahorse, pouring a cup of brine shrimp into its tank.
You expect a fish to be a really expert swimmer, and that is not seahorses. They rely completely on their prehensile tails to grip onto the seagrasses. Grasses are very important to their survival.
Unfortunately, more than half of the habitat for lined seahorses in the Chesapeake Bay, eelgrass, has disappeared since the 1970s. Pollution from fertilizers, sewage plants, and other sources cause algal blooms that block the light that eelgrass needs to grow. Globally, many species of seahorses are in decline. Many are caught to be ground up and sold in Chinese traditional medicines, or are shipped to pet stores in America. But the biggest threat is bottom trawling by shrimp boats, according to Amanda Vincent.
The first thing we need to do is basically end bottom trawling. Bottom trawling is like clear-cutting the ocean. It's utterly ridiculous in what it extracts. It kills everything in its path or takes it out of the ocean. It mows down the bottom habitats. It leaves death and destruction in its wake.
One way to help seahorses, Vincent suggests, is to stop eating shrimp.
Seahorses are primarily caught in shrimp trawls, and if we want to deal with the conservation pressures on seahorses and on so much other marine life, we'll address this really serious waste that is bottom trawling.
She said it would be a tragedy if our lack of attention to the underwater world resulted in Earth losing its most marvelous of innovations, the male pregnancy. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.